This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, you know, class, I was just able to connect via digital high speed about 30 seconds before the broadcast system didn't work, and so feverishly Jason and I were trying to make it work. It was on our end, and we fixed it. And, you know, these things happen. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Well, what's new in the world of Dr. Norm Sheely?
Almost total detachment, 24 yeah. hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
I think the current foreign, stupid, evil attempt to cause a pandemic that doesn't really exist in real terms, I mean, the lies, the contradictions are just unreal. It adds up. I mean, there are 10 times more contradiction than there are facts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what are you seeing as contradictions?
Well, the first, second, third, the CDC insisting that everybody who dies be signed out as dying of the coronavirus, whether they have it or not.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's not even a decent test yet, Vince.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
And So the AMA, the FDA, and the government are all part of an evil plot, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm pretty darn sure that we won't get much disagreement around here. Yeah. And it looks like the lockdowns are on the edge of ending, at least many of them.
Well, and slowly.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about even not being fully open by July 4th.
Yeah. I was reading an article about San Francisco, the pandemic of 1918. And we're talking about the Spanish influenza. 500 million infected, 50 million died across the world. And what happened was San Francisco had a pretty serious infection rate. And then they locked down. They did the self-quarantine, if you will. And the rate of infection went way down. And they thought, this is great. And then so they reopened. And then the infection skyrocketed. And this was 1918. So, and it was an influenza. Very similar in terms of infection. A lot of people died. And yet they decided they would lock down, just as we did, and other countries. And then they opened too early. And it came back with a vengeance. What are your thoughts about that, Dr. Shirley? I mean, it seems to be nothing new.
The newness, of course, is the media. I think that's the big difference. The media lips off without having the faintest idea which end is up. And, of course, I don't listen to it, but I get all kinds of bits and pieces through the email.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what happened? Okay. So what happened in San Francisco? The man, woman, or child who did not wear a mask became what was called a dangerous slacker. S-L-A-C-K-E-R. So that was from the, you know, that was a public service announcement from the Red Cross. And the idea was that if you didn't wear a mask, that you were infecting other people. And how dare you? Now, does that make sense? To me, it makes sense. Oh, okay, it doesn't make sense. All right.
I have no idea how effective a little piece of cloth or plastic across your face will be. No, they have there's no test on it. There's no test to prove any of this crap.
Why do doctors wear masks and bonnets and scrubs in the operating room?
Well, now that's a totally different thing. You're in a very careful environment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not room air. It's not outside. It's not even normal room air. It's not even outside room air. It is an environment which has been perfectly purposefully sterilized. And therefore, in that kind of environment, breathing can make a huge difference. But in an open room, in the outside, in the sunlight especially, I can't believe that it makes one bit of difference.
Okay. Well, I agree that the sunlight is really, really important. And we have called for months now the ceasing of the protection of the coronavirus by occluding the sun's rays. And I was outside yesterday on the tractor, doing some tractor therapy, and it was a wonderful 1960s style day. The clouds were white and fluffy, the sky was blue, the sun was bright, almost not quite a record in terms of generating electricity from our system, because I can measure the sun's rays just from my meters. But it was a really wonderful day, warm, and no chemtrails. And we haven't had many chemtrails. Now, we've had a few, but nowhere near the thousands that we used to have, you know, per month. It was great. And I'm wondering if the government understands that this chemical spraying is one of the things that assists the virus in spreading.
The government might understand anything.
Yeah.
I thought you were smarter than that. I don't think the government purposefully, the government does not understand anything, especially the evil that it's doing with spraying the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it sounds like they're recalling the IRS workers. So the government is really conflicted. It seems that, well, people can't pay their mortgages, people can't pay their rent payments, people can't afford their food, people have not been to work, people are really, really broke, destitute, desperate. And then the government is recalling IRS agents, you know, to add throw fuel on the fire. And so what are they going to be doing? Are they going to be auditing us and making things worse? I don't know.
Have they ever made anything better?
I can't think of anything that the government has done well except threaten us.
That's it?
With spying, with invasion, and they get away with it. And I'm thinking that, you know, there is some good with this corona panic. And that is that people are starting to realize that the invasion of the 5G is not a good thing. People are burning down cell phone towers in the United Kingdom. Of course, I can't advocate it. But, you know, it's nice to know that people are expressing their views, whereas big corporations and government allow the oppression and the spying on individuals. It's an outrage. Absolute outrage. It's tantamount to adding money to what the police do. So around here, within 50 miles, what the cops do is they'll go to a bar at night, and they will paint the tires, will put a stripe on a tire of people at the bar. They will trespass. They will invade private property, a bar, and they'll put a mark on the tire, which is reflective. And then the cops will go down the road, and they'll wait in the dark. And when the cars go by that have this reflective paint on the tire, they know that that was the guy or gal who was at the bar. And then they pull them over for a breathalyzer test. You know, that's the kind of, that's just a nit, a small speck of what these guys have been doing. They invade our homes with the wireless devices that we think we need to turn on our lights and turn off our lights and adjust our thermostat and lock our doors. I mean, we've become morons. And we've allowed this. It's beyond stupid. And that's why I don't like to go to people's houses, because I just don't know how dumb they are. I don't want to go to somebody's house that, even if they weren't the Corona Panic, I wouldn't want to go to somebody's house who has one of these devices that lets Amazon and Google and Microsoft monitor all the words that are going on in the house. That's crazy to me. But yet people want to do it. And they pay for it. They literally pay to have themselves spied on. And the government's done a great job of monitoring us. So,
one of the interesting bits of news just before you came on was apparently the post office has been losing money on delivering items for Amazon. They charge Amazon far below normal, and they lose money on that. Now they want the government to reimburse them.
Wait. Who wants the government to reimburse?
Well, the post office wants bailout from the government, and the government's response is you're not charging enough. I thought that was a bit of interesting news just before you came on.
Well, President Trump did something I thought was really correct. He said several days ago that he was not going to sign more legislation to give handouts until Amazon's rates were increased 4x. So Amazon, you know, we've said for years, how does Amazon do this? I can't ship an empty box across the street, and Amazon can put a cast iron frying pan in a box, pack it, and ship it, and deliver it for less than I could ship an empty box across the street. How can they do that? Well, because it's being subsidized by the government. And if you look at who the wealthy people in the world are, they've made a little bit of money from a lot of people. And a lot of times it comes with government subsidies. Like the railroads would steal land, right? Railroads would steal land when they were first being built. And I'm trying to think. So the post office, when the post office first started in the 1700s, Benjamin Franklin was the first postmaster general. And the cost of a stamp was, I believe, 2 cents. Then ultimately went up to 3 cents. It stayed 3 cents until I was a child. In the 1950s, it was 3 cents. And then it started escalating. Now it's 55 cents. So how is that possible that it costs more to mail a first-class envelope today than it did when I was a child? How is it possible that it costs more? Because we have all this automation to make it faster, right? To make it cheaper. And yet it costs almost 20 times more today than when I was a child. 20 times. Going from 3 cents to 55 cents. So you're right. The government makes a lot of mistakes. And every time they make a mistake, they say the same thing when we catch them. They say, yep, you're right. We're going to have to do better. We're going to have to learn from our mistakes. They never learn from their mistakes. They just keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again.
And it works.
Right. When we come back, Dr. Shealy, can we talk about ozone? Is ozone a possible treatment, a possible therapy for the coronavirus? Is it possible? Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I was talking with one of my friends, a dear friend, right here in Missouri, and I called him up to see how he's doing, and I said, so how you doing? He said, well, we're doing okay. I said, do you need anything? He goes, you know where I can get a haircut? And I said, I have no clue. I told him he wouldn't recognize me. I haven't had one since December, and so I'm pretty shaggy. And and we were just comparing notes. And Dr. Shilley, I just want to let you know that there's some farmers out here that done some really wonderful things, acts of kindness. And there was a local farmer, a gal who we know, and she heard that we've been thrown off a farm that we used for grazing our cows, and we're really in trouble in terms of hay. And she said, well, you can bring your cows over here. I thought that was the nicest thing. And so there are some people who are really, really kind. And then there's some me-firsters. So situational ethics, situational morality is in play. And class, this is when you're going to find out who your real friends are. So, Dr. Shilley, ozone therapy.
Well, ozone is a sterilizing item. And we've been offering it here, both nasally and in the ears and intravenously. And intravenously, you remove, the first time you remove, I don't know, maybe 60 cc's of blood and fill it with ozone and pump it back into the bloodstream. But the second time, then you remove 300 cc's, you know, almost over half a pint of blood, and then it sterilizes the blood itself. It helps your immune system immensely.
So we're talking about hyperoxygenating the blood. Is that what you might call
this?
Uh-huh. And all right. So how often would someone have this done, and why would someone have this ozone treatment?
Well, you could do it prophylactically just to bounce your immune system up, or if you've got a problem like an infection, you might want to do it twice a week, or with cancer, 2 to 3. Well, maybe not more than twice a week most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of results have you had with ozone treatment? Withdrawing the blood, ozonating it, and then returning it?
Well, I've had it done 3 times, and I can't tell a thing. But then I'm healthy, and but I know it's safe. The reason I do it for myself, I have done it several times to prove how safe it is.
And do you have machinery that would inject ozone into the blood, Dr. Shealy? Is there
exactly.
equipment that...
You require special equipment, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It actually takes... The machine actually takes oxygen out of an oxygen tank and converts it to ozone, which is O3.
Mm-hmm. Right, O3 is ozone. Okay, and what about ozone in the air? So let's say we have people who are self-quarantined. They're in their apartments, they're in their homes. What about an ozone generator for their own personal use? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it would be pretty expensive to try to do a whole room, you know, and it isn't going to last very long in open air like that, because anything it touches is going to be active. And it's going to harm anything, but it's probably almost a waste of money.
Okay. I have a negative ion generator. I actually have a couple of them. And I've had them running 24 hours a day for, in this location, over 15 years.
Right. And that's good. There's something positive about negative ions, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it smells like ozone. So if you put it next to your face and you breathe in the air, it smells like a nice rainstorm has just occurred, and the air is fresh and clean right around this. And it causes the dust particles in the air to be charged so that they fall down and land on the next flat surface that they can find, whether it be furniture or the floor or carpeting. And it's been running. There's no moving parts. All it is a high voltage coil with a fluffy top made out of, it's like stainless steel or a Brillo pad, but without soap, without detergent. It's made out of brass. And the negative ions just flow out of it. It makes no sound, consumes almost no energy. We'll be right back. I'll tell you a little bit more about it.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Not unexpected, but now it's official. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is endorsing fellow Democrat and former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people. A president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together and build a better, fairer world for our children.
That from a video Pelosi posted online today. It's a big day for folks in several states that are going to start reopening today despite the continuing outbreak of coronavirus. Restaurants across Georgia are now cleared for in-person dining as long as they do adhere to strict guidelines. And there are several other states that are loosening their restrictions as well. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Another victim of a mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart has died, as Guillermo Garcia had been in the ICU after getting shot several times back last August. His death raises the death toll from the shooting to 23, the suspected gunman accused of targeting Latinos at that Walmart store. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is ready to get back on the job after recovering from COVID-19. The 55-year-old returned to No. 10 Downing Street last evening after spending 2 weeks at his country residence, and he had been in an ICU in a hospital for a while before that. And the White House says President Trump spoke with Johnson by phone just a couple of days ago, and the two agreed they would work together to continue to combat the spread of the coronavirus. They also discussed pursuit of a new U.S.-British trade deal, according to White House spokesman. And Willie Nelson is giving back. Amid the coronavirus crisis, the singer signing some face masks made by a Houston resident that will now be auctioned off. And Nelson's granddaughter actually came up with the idea so that the profits can go towards buying more materials to then make more of the masks. Each mask starts at a bid of $200, the ones that Willie signs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This can be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
I have to laugh. Nancy Pelosi endorsed Jumpin' Joe Biden.
One incompetent to another.
Yeah, and the quote was, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader. Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist, forward-looking, battle-tested. Oh, man. That's all we need is Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist. And Creepy Joe, some people call him, because he likes to touch people. And gosh. So, Dr. Shelley, we're talking about ozone. We're talking about ozone generators. And I mentioned that we have a couple here at the farm, and they've been running for years nonstop. And I've had one since maybe 1970-something. And this thing's been running virtually nonstop for all those years. And it looks like an ignition coil. It's a cylinder, probably about 2.5 inches in diameter, maybe a foot tall, and it has this fuzzy top on it, and the negative ions just flow out of it. And it causes the dust to become heavier, and the dust in the air, that you can't prevent this dust. It just falls down. So it absolutely works in terms of causing the dust to fall down. There's no question about that. But what about just that kind of a device, a negative ion generator, in a room or rooms in your house, as long as you protect yourself from the electromagnetic radiation that is emitted by this high voltage coil?
Well, I think that's a good idea. I don't know whether it has any sterilizing effects as far as viruses are concerned, but I do like the idea.
Mm-hmm. And it seems that the president was talking about ultraviolet light. And he was talking about disinfectants, and we should pursue disinfectants. And he got side wobbled and somehow, and I guess he thought maybe we should consume ultraviolet light or have it put in the body. At least that's what some of the news was alleging. And I don't know if he meant that. I can't imagine he meant, you know, just put some ultraviolet light in the body and sterilize it, nor consume disinfectants and put it in the body. It's kind of hard to tell exactly what he was rambling about. I saw the video. But obviously we do not want to consume disinfectants. And disinfectants could be lots of things. Some people might think it might be Clorox or Pine Sol or something like that. Obviously, we don't want to consume those. What were your thoughts? Did you see that video of what he was talking about at the press conference?
I did not. I watched very few videos. I would say maybe one a week. I just don't find the time to watch them.
Well, I got to tell you, it was pretty painful to watch it. But you know, his remarks did allude to the fact that ultraviolet light might be something worth pursuing. Well, you and I have been talking about that for a long, long time, the sterilization effects of ultraviolet light C, but we've also talked about how it can blind you. So it's really, really dangerous to play with if you don't know what you're doing, and experiment with, but you do not want to look at ultraviolet light. But it is that light class that you've seen, that eerie-looking light blue-colored or light violet-colored light at restaurants, in the kitchens. You might even see them in the walls of, near the kitchens of some restaurants, and it is a disinfecting light. So the idea is let the air contact the light, but not let the light contact your eyes. So that's the plan with that. Any comments on that, Dr. Shuley, for purification of water or air?
Well, I think I've mentioned before that all the water that comes into our entire facility at home goes through ultraviolet.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that over the last several months. It's been raining here. Is it raining at your place like almost every day or every other day? Is your ground soggy?
Yeah, we've had a couple of inches of rain last week.
Okay, well, it's been rainy here. We can't walk outside the house without rubber boots on, literally, because there's no place to step that's not a puddle. And so the ground is really soggy. And that brought to my mind my concern about water wells. Now, let's say it's not our water well. Let's say it's our neighbor's. And the water is soggy, and let's say they put Roundup. Let's say they put some sort of chemical on the ground. Let's say they change their oil and let the oil drain on the ground. Well, if that seeps down the well casing, down the well pipe and into the water, or it finds a hole and it seeps into the underground water. We could be consuming toxic water. It could be good today and bad tomorrow, or it could be good yesterday and bad today. So we don't know. So one of the things that I was thinking about, Dr. Shuley, is shocking the water well more frequently with chlorine bleach. Let's say maybe a cup of just plain old chlorine bleach once every few months. Do you think that with increased rain and increased pollution that we should consider that or not?
I don't know that a cup in a water well would do much. I think I remember once when we had our pump replaced, we put a gallon down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's the only time we've actually done it because we have ultraviolet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you're doing is you're protecting 24/7 with your ultraviolet light.
Yes.
Okay. So do you want me to describe what that machine does, or would you like to tell the class what we're talking about?
Well, it's a machine that we had put on by a company here in Springfield. They come out once a year to check in and replace the ultraviolet light. But every bit of water that comes out of that pump, no matter where it goes into our system, is filtered through ultraviolet, which does sterilize the water.
Mm-hmm. So, class, if you want to think about what this might look like, think about a tube. Let's say it's 2.5 inches in diameter, and you can't see through it. And inside that tube is an ultraviolet light, like a fluorescent tube, except it's ultraviolet. And it's powered by electricity, so the water circulates between the ultraviolet light and the outer tube. And this outer tube may be 2 feet long, it may be 3 feet long, depending on the volume of water that runs through it. So the ultraviolet light just penetrates the water surrounding the ultraviolet light. And the ultraviolet lights last about 8,000 hours, and then they become less effective. So 8,000 hours, if you do the math, you'll figure out that that's about once a year running 24 hours a day. So that's why the bulbs get replaced once a year. That's a good thing. The bad thing is the bulbs come from China.
Maybe in trouble this year.
Well, you might want to, you know, get some extra replacement bulbs, Dr. Shuley. Seriously.
2 or 3.
Yeah. We have a similar system here at our house, and I bought extra bulbs for it. So I don't know if the supply is broken, the supply chain is broken or not for those ultraviolet bulbs. Maybe we'll start making those items that are necessities here in this country again. That'd be kind of nice. Dr. Shuley's a CNN article, and it says, quote, the food supply chain is breaking, end quote. Tyson says as plants close. So Tyson Foods is warning that millions of pounds of meat will be disappearing from the supply chain as the coronavirus pandemic pushes food processing plants to close, leading to product shortages in grocery stores across the country. The food supply chain is breaking, wrote Board Chairman John Tyson in a full-page advertisement published in the New York Times, Washington Post, and Arkansas Democrat Gazette. U.S. farmers don't have anywhere to sell their livestock, he said, adding that millions of animals, chickens, pigs, and cattle will be depopulated because of the closure of processing facilities. There will be a limited supply of our food products available in grocery stores until we're able to reopen our facilities that are currently closed. Tyson Foods employs roughly 100,000 workers. They closed their pork plant in Waterloo, Iowa, Logansport, Indiana last week so that workers in those facilities could be tested for the virus. It was on to say that the Waterloo plant closure came after weeks of public pressure. Production had already slowed there because many of its 2,800 workers had been calling out sick, and local health authorities linked Tyson plant to 128 cases, nearly half of the county's total, which means infected with the coronavirus. Half of the county's people infected came from Tyson. So, the Tyson plant. So here we have the meat supply is damaged, And who's been infected? Well, it would be Smithfield Foods, JBS Foods, and Tyson, and I believe Purdue as well. So now it looks like about at least 15% of the pork production is offline, 15%. I was talking with someone about this over the weekend, and I mentioned that during the 1973-74 Arab oil embargo, 5% of the fuel was shut off to the United States, and that caused an absolute crisis just to withdraw 5% of the fuel because people couldn't get to work. There was odd, even gas rationing. I mean, people who are young wouldn't believe it if we said that you could only get gasoline, about $3 worth, for your car after you lined up starting at 4 o'clock in the morning to get to the gas station before they shut off the pumps at 9 o'clock in the morning. And you had to have the right license plate for that day. So if your license plate ended with an odd number, you could get fuel only on odd number days. If they, you remember that, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yeah. Insanity is not new.
But that was 5%. So now we're talking just 15%. You know, three times as much pork withdrawn, and that's just the beginning. I believe that we're going to see more and more of these slaughtering plants shut down and these processing plants shut down, and people are going to see the price of meat escalate. And at the same time, the farmers have no place to sell their products because the auction houses that we would typically bring our cows to have no place to put the cows. So it's kind of like oil. You know, the oil, there's plenty of crude oil, and it's on the ocean right now, and there's, oh, I don't know, between 50 and 100 million barrels of oil coming our way, and we have no place to put it. Our facilities are full. So there's plenty of oil, but no place to put it. People aren't driving. People aren't going to the stores as much as they used to, and now people like us who raise cows, we have to find other ways. Now, the good news is we will find other ways. The good news is we will reduce our dependence on these big producers, and meat and produce will become more local, which is great news. And that way we won't be fleeced by these big companies. Dr. Shealy, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back. I know you raise beefalo, and what are your thoughts about raising your own beef? Is it something that people should consider? Should they move out to the country, get a cow or two or five or 20? And what are your thoughts about moving to the country? We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Shealy's with us, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor and a Ph.D. times three author, et cetera, and surgeon of the year. Dr. Shealy, you talk with a lot of patients and a lot of people. Do you think that many are considering the kind of lifestyle that you and I have and others have, you know, like Gwyneth Isaacs?
I think very few want to go back to that. But I've lived it all my life. You know, I remember very early in life seeing my grandfather butcher a hog late in October, South Carolina, cut the throat and hung it up in a tree to drain and then butchered it and put it into a smokehouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not pretty, it's not pleasant, it's messy, but it's life.
That is a simple way of doing it. My grandmother, of course, cooked chicken and canned it, and they had a totally self-sufficient farm with a well that had no electricity. The well was hand-drawn a bucket of water at a time. Until I was 12 years old, I think they finally got electricity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very simple life, and I was outside on the tractor over the weekend, and you know, working here at the farm, and I didn't hear any planes overhead, didn't see any con trails nor chem trails, no cars, trucks, buses, horns. It was very, very quiet here on the farm. And I imagined that it would be like that back in the 1800s, except, you know, we do have electricity and we do have gasoline and those kinds of things. Modern conveniences, refrigeration and electric pumps for water and so forth. But it was really nice to see the peace and the quiet of you know, just being outside without the noise of lots of people, the noise that they make. Do you think that the lifestyle that we lead is too difficult for most people, Dr. Shealy? Is that why they don't want to do it?
Well, they don't understand it, obviously. They don't have the mechanical experience of having to do those kinds of things. I mean, they're accustomed to watching television instead of butchering a hog, that kind of thing. But is it that once you've learned certain skills, it's not that different?
Right, right. And, you know, one of the things that happens on farms everywhere throughout the world is things break. Things break all the time. I mean, literally, farming is fixing broken things, broken tools, broken implements, broken machinery. That's what farmers do. When, you know, when they're not doing what you might consider farming, they're fixing all the things that broke while they were farming. And that is a lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle of making sure you learn how to make all kinds of repairs and improvements. Dr. Shealy, there's a warship, U.S. Navy warship, and the warship is it's a destroyer. It's a destroyer, and the name of the, what is the name of it? Well, no, that's another one. Yeah, it's the USS Kidd, K-I-D-D.
Right. Yeah.
And it's heading back to port because last Thursday it had 18 confirmed cases of the coronavirus, and 4 days later it has 33. So, and they've had a couple evacuations, medical evacuations. It seems that nursing homes and ships, cruise ships, military ships, etc., are like the best place to transmit the coronavirus. Why is that, Dr. Shealy?
They're like incubators, you know. You have people crowded together.
Okay.
And people crowded together does increase the risk.
So then social distancing is our friend, yes?
Well, you know, I have mixed feelings. I think common sense and some not so great mixing, but the degree that we have today, I think, is a little bit excessive because we need some exposure for so-called herd immunity. Many people get bugs and don't even develop the disease. Their antibody system is good enough. They just become immune to it. And so people who are frail, who've got diabetes, hypertension, obesity, they're the ones who should be isolated because they're the ones who are at great, great risk of dying of the disease.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going into the top of the hour break, and one of the things I have on my list to talk to you about is, are the self-quarantines, the lockdowns, are they generally causing our immune systems to be less vigorous? Less
lazy.
Vigorous because we're not lazy, yeah. Yeah, are they? And what are your recommendations in this absolutely crazy time where we can't believe the news, we can't even believe what we see, let alone what we read, hear, and watch. Can you tell us what your thoughts are? What should we do, Dr. Shealy? We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.